Yeah. We want one of those.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's big.
It's big. It's probably big and expensive.
How are we doing on
cups? Remember, we didn't have a price for water purification.
Right.
Or the fermenter, right?
Correct.
Do you have that Zentus?
I do.
You do? You want to pop it in?
We were up around $250,000, aren't we?
Yeah.
Getting up there.
$50,000.
Oh, shit. It's just outside talking to, like,
how far along are they?
Pretty.
Is this it?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, how are you doing? Like,
they
were getting there slowly but surely.
Are they outside?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure. How far
it's
along are
nice.
They?
Nice. Like, they've really haven't done anything.
Oh.
And we've been meeting for this.
There's a lot of people that haven't done anything on this already, so.
Ouch. This is like a lot of research.
I've been telling them, I'm like, you guys need to
go sometime.
But if
we do really bad on this, like, compared to other people, I'm going to be upset.
Are they working on it today?
No, they're out there doing Chem 302, which I should be doing.
Is Chem 302?
Yes.
Great. I'm taking it next semester.
It's bad.
That's inorganic, right?
Yeah.
It's not.
Who's teaching it?
Yagi.
I had
You had Rasmussen?
He was great. He was, well, I mean, it was easy, but...
He's lectured in our section a couple times.
Okay.
He just babbles the whole time about
Yeah, I like him.
But does he write easy tests?
I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah,
what do you want on Testus?
It's an Excel. Beer cost or something it's called. Oh, it's in alphabetical order.
Please look.
Okay.
Oh, brewery cost. I just saw it.
Brewery cost.
Oh, I'm scared.
You know, like, we're going to have to explain where we got these numbers from.
Right.
So, that'll be probably...
Yeah, that's true. That'll be so. Okay, so we need materials, labor.
Well, I don't know. Like, these are just indexes, like a certain percentage that you multiply that by.
Okay. We don't have it, right? We don't have those indexes, probably.
No, but we can probably take, you know, like those average...
Yeah, they were like in the course pack, like for a tank and for. Did I bring my course pack? Because I completely forgot.
Yeah, I got mine.
You do? Okay. I wonder how many. There was only like six or seven items, so it wasn't very many.
Was it an economics plan?
Yeah. And it was like,
I was responsible.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky to find.
You want to look for it?
Hey, what's this? It's like kettle, man. 118. You can find something. That's from the book, yeah.
That's from the book.
Is that just to heat stuff up then?
Yeah, basically. And it, remember, it had to be really, really big because you had to add all the solids.
Yeah, it wasn't too much bigger. Maybe 1,500 gallons or something.
Well, what all did it include? I mean, like, do we need all of this?
It has the agitator. It has all the... Electrical
We still need water purification. But we can't even, I mean, we can't even find a price for Brita.
Paddle, jacket, agitator, thermometer well, drive and support, manhole cover, stuffing box, and clamps. Installed cost includes above installation cost.
Include clamps.
Just to clamp it down?
You need a cast iron jacket. Please.
Yeah, we need a... Because
we
use this line, the stainless steel line. What is this stuff?
We just chose the stainless steel. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes it more expensive.
We haven't looked into materials at all. I mean, we've said stainless steel
every time.
But I don't know. I just wonder with him.
That makes the price go down a little bit.
What about adding?
If we use this is the compass
branch.
It's like a force that we can apply.
Pressure.
We don't need that much pressure inside of the metal, do we?
I have no clue.
So that would bring our cost down to only about
What would we choose it first? What pressure?
Well, we didn't even take pressure into consideration. Here to like an average one.
Let's figure out pressure. I've been thinking about pressure all week. Thinking that he's gonna be like, what about pressure?
But how are we gonna know?
I don't think it's a big deal, because if you can do like these little home breweries in a 5 gallon bucket, you know, you're not worrying about pressure too much with something like that.
Has anything mentioned pressure in any of our processes?
I don't think so. I don't remember anything.
Like on the flow diagram, draw the temperature at every single stage. What's the temperature inside?
Yeah.
The temperature in the fermenter.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature is a big deal. I know it's a big deal.
We also have different temperatures, like when you're doing the, well, that was for the fermenter. Never mind. Oh, but what about when you're mashing? I think you go like from one temperature and then you raise it up to the next. It has to do with the enzymes. I don't know. Let me get on my
I thought you wanted to keep it pretty high to kill the enzymes.
Yeah, but when you worry about fermentation, you actually go, like you stay at one temperature for a while to activate one enzyme and then raise it up to activate another. And then you like, I don't know, leave it in between, I think. I don't know.
Is that the same even for the cold contact method?
Yeah, see, I don't even think we'd have to worry about it if we're doing it that way, you know? Because what do you have to worry, why do you have to worry about enzymes if you're not even going to ferment?
You're not even going to make alcohol. I think we need more.
What's 50 times 10 to the fourth? 10 to the fourth is...
50,000.
Why don't you bump that?
That's five. 50 times 10 to the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
No, because five times
it's 500,000.
It's 500,000.
For a what?
No.
50 times 10 to the fourth.
10 to the fourth is 10,000. Yeah, it's 500,000.
Right, it's 500,000. I'm looking at this different.
What is it?
This different graph for the kettle.
Did you guys? Did you say this one was? Did you write down something different?
Well, this one we put about. Yeah, it was about $100,000, and then we scaled it up because this is in 1990. So we scaled it up for 90 for present.
But you did it
at $100,000 according to this. But if I go according to this, no.
Oh.
Can I see it?
Is this too low?
10 to the 5th is 100,000, right?
Yeah.
So, it would be half that. It would be
50,000. 50,000 sounds more reasonable.
Yeah.
I don't think...
Did I give the wrong number?
No, I don't know. You said it fine. Just look at this graph.
Okay.
And there's like four different lines for stainless steel.
Right.
With different pressures inside of them. Use the lowest pressure one of them. What do you get?
Uncle Joe gave us $50,000 and we're gonna spend $500 on a tank.
How big do we want?
1,500 gallons.
It's like halfway between kind of the fourth and the fifth, right?
About 50,000.
50,000. Let's change that.
All right. Save us some
money. What pressure?
Well, then you have to scale it up. I see what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah, it's already in there.
Yeah.
Yay!
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Save.
Just another 130,000 to go. What else can we not get?
We don't need filter, do we?
We're not going to use filters.
We can spend as much.
Show that we're going to make a lot of money in the first year.
Then we
can convince them to give us the money.
Do we show that in the final report? It doesn't really ask for that specific number.
Maybe we put that in like the conclusion to say something like
that.
In conclusion, we think this is profitable, and what? Uncle Joe should give us the money because.
Well, we don't have to do that for today, do we? We don't have to do that today.
I don't think so.
No. He just wants us to give you bare module cost for the...
I think so, too.
I mean, we don't have to do... I don't even think we need to consider Uncle Joe right now.
Okay.
Until the final report?
Yeah.
Just, this is what we came up with.
Otherwise, it'd be, like, nothing to do for the final report. Besides combining everything we've done so far.
The final report takes a little bit, like, environmental impact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Environmental impact.
We haven't been
writing
down all those websites.
I've got them scrawled on about 20 different pieces of paper through here.
Hey, you have that printout of that very last site we found? It's like 20 pages.
The one that had the cusps?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Maybe they say something about water.
Right. That would be the day that I left this notebook at home.
Alright.
Yeah, no. You think you're doing so well. No, I don't have it.
Try
where my sound effects?
Rue-4-sale.com.
Yes, this is it.
Yeah, what type of all this stuff? I'm
wondering
if you've, like, forgotten everything.
What about the kegging machine? Do we need a kegging machine?
We're just
going
to sell that
off. There you go.
Can we kind of pick whatever we want to do?
Yeah.
Find water.
Containers
are there.
There's always this. Oh no, that was the UV
thing. Heat exchanger to cool the
boiling
water.
Hey.
Because we boil it and we cool it down to go to the fermenter. Yeah, we haven't.
We need conveyors, filling machines, capping machines, and labels.
We found the filling machine and the conveyor and all that stuff that goes with it for a price.
With the, you know, capping and labeling.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Really? Is that in our...
It's a bottler. Yeah, that's in.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
Bottling equipment that HTML.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got lucky.
A caustics...
caustic storage tank for caustic byproducts. What's a caustic byproduct?
So what have we forgotten so far? We need a heat exchanger. After the fermenter?
No, before the fermenter. You cool down the wort, and then that's when we'll do the cold contact. After that.
You mean in the fermenter?
Yeah.
What else have we forgotten? You were reading all that caustic storage thing? Is that?
Whatever that is, yeah.
Yeah, where are we going to store all the filtered junk? All the solids that come out of our beer? Is it just going to run like down the sewer?
You need a big rubber tube into the dumpster out of that.
Yeah.
We can have a.
Because I don't think that'd
solid
be up
waste
to FDA regulations.
We'll put it down the storm drain.
Is the fermenter just going to be a big tank too?
No.
What's this?
It's like
a conical tank.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Cause you need it. You need it shaped that funny way because of yeast going to the top or the bottom, so you can like it makes it easier to separate or something like that. The cooking stuff needs aprons, hats, hairnets, etc.
A roller mill to break the malted barley. We're just gonna buy it so it's all ready to go, right?
Yeah.
I suppose.
I think so.
Filter we got. Cold kettle we got. Heat exchanger. We got. We have the aging. Carbonation.
Oh, we have
we need CO2 tanks. Right?
I thought the bottler that we got said it took care of it could do carbonation and non-carbonated things.
That just meant
do you have
that
a webpage
it wouldn't. Yeah. I think that just meant that it wouldn't lose the carbonation if you like it can keep it under that pressure.
So I thought you put it in there when you bottled it.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought you had to carbonate, like,
read it off
in me. Bulk. www.nehen-mfg.com / bottling equipment. All one word. .html. That's our baby.
It's kind of small.
Is it carbonated and non-carbonated?
How many bottles do you think we can get out of
the batch? Kind of CO2 jelly.
Yeah. CO2 jelly.
For consistent fills and capping. I think the bottle does it.
I think we should assume that the bottler does it.
Just assume.
With that price.
I'm thinking that too.
Yeah, I think that's when you seal it. I think that's when you put the carbonation in.
Do we still need to buy, like, CO2 tanks for the bottler?
I'd say we can buy those.
Well, that's not,
those
that's
are just
not
like
over
that's
raw
like
products,
raw
like our. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Right, so let's
get it right. Next time.
So let's not worry about this right then.
Alright, we got
information. Go back to that last website. Do they get ideas for prices for fermenters on that one?
The other one
around. Yeah, this one. maybe another good brewing process.
Stainless steel barrels hold 31 gallons. Didn't he tell us 36?
Yes.
Ladles, tongs, spoons, pot holders, spatulas. Security system, cash register.
Oh, yeah.
Dinnerware, dishware, glasses.
That'd be funny if we put that in our analysis.
Total module.
Cash register.
Oh my.
Fermentation.
Yeah.
It's just the brewing process.
They don't have anything else about it.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Specialty holiday beers. That'd be fun. Make some green beer. Green non-alcoholic beer.
What's
We should do that.
Isn't that funny?
Shouldn't we do that?
Make
just
green beer for St. Patrick's Day. Well, we're gonna make green beer.
I don't think there's a green nut at all. We'd be the only one.
Which one? What?
And
what's
you would
this?
Only sell it once a year.
Yeah.
Don't think we can live off of it. We're an ale. Oh.
Well, that's good about it. Are we in the lagers or the ales?
Ale.
We are? Okay. Are we still planning on making porter?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are
you
like,
oh,
this one?
We
didn't
just
have one though,
but
then we have
like,
yeah,
that's
like
our.
Oh, that doesn't
exist.
That's
really nice.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Fermentation tanks at brew 1,000 liters of lager.
Okay, that's assuming this one's assuming like you do a batch every day, so you're putting one in every day, and it probably takes 28 days for their.
Yeah, their fermentation is like a little over a week.
So they're for your $10,000 to $12,000 each, and how big of a batch are they talking about? 1,000 liters.
I guess. In order to brew every day.
Alright, well, can we just...
Wait, no, you know what, though? That's 28. If they're brewing it every day, I bet that's 28 fermentation tanks over, like, 7 different batches.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, but they're probably, like, letting the alcohol actually flow, you know? I mean, so they'd be, their stuff would be longer.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out how big that is. How big
of a tank? Would
cost $10,000.
So you brew 1,000 liters of lager, but you know, please purchase 10 liters of
enough to hold.
Do we need a cold water tank? Like to put the purified water in.
We don't really need to store purified water. Well, I guess, yeah, we do. I don't know.
Unless you're gonna, like, turn it on and run it through the filter straight into the mash tun.
I don't know how water filters work.
I think
it totally depends on the kind you get.
I think we could run it straight into the mash tun.
Picture for a water filter, and this might be way oversimplifying, but it's like just a little thing on a pipe.
Yeah.
Like you've got your pipe going from your tap water to the mash tun, and you've got this somehow thing around the pipe that it goes through, and voila, it's pure water. Like,
I think it's safe enough to just do something like that for now.
I don't picture like a big, you know, in and out of a heat exchanger.
If between
reverse osmosis.
if between here and the final report we find something, you know, that, yeah, sounds better.
I second go. That motion.
All right.
hey, check this out.
This UV thing that we originally found, a really cheap one, like $400.
That was for an
that
RV.
That killed like, microbes
mean?
And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like just a little microbe. It didn't even...
It didn't take any taste stuff out.
We just took the water filter off my dad's RV and put it in there.
It's cheap.
Worked just the same. He goes, the brewery shipped in one 40-foot by 20-foot container. Please keep upright. Shame you sit down and enjoy a cold one.
So, we still need fermenter information and water purifier.
Heat exchanger.
Heat exchanger information.
We're not exchanging any heat though. We're cooling it down, but we don't
That's
need
exchanging
it.
Heat.
But what do we need to heat up? Well, I guess we could heat up. But we don't have two streams, you know?
True.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have any
You're
stream to cross it.
We're
not
contacting.
We do.
You'd have to just, like, pump hot water through there or something. Like, how are you going to heat up the water in the first place?
Energy.
From where?
Electricity.
So why don't we buy...
Because if you have, because we need to heat up the boiler, the mash tun.
We could somehow. Are we just assuming that the mash tun has like controls that we can, you know, like set a temperature on? Just, you know, plug the thing in, set the temperature, and it's going to remain at that temperature.
I've never operated the mash tun.
Yeah, let's assume that.
Let's assume
well, that's the same
How
thing
else?
For. Do you remember the cider mill?
Yeah.
They had these cooling tanks. I swear they were like refrigerated or something.
That's
Weren't
bad.
They? Remember Ty?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, this it's kept at this amount of degrees in this tank.
Yeah.
How? You know, they had no heat exchangers. It was like a cooling tank that was like
used electricity. It was just like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just used electricity.
So it'd be a little bit more of an expensive cooling tank because it
a really big cooling tank.
Yeah. That like refrigerates or something.
Yeah.
You require a lot
Those
of
are our choices. We have to cool it in a big tank, or we have to run it through a heat exchanger.
But
we
heat
can't
exchanger
run it
seems,
we,
yeah.
Because we don't have two
streams.
I mean, we have to, we need to heat up the mash, but not at the same time that we'll be cooling down.
Yeah, because everything's like step by step.
The mash.
That's true.
We heat up the mash and we cool it down.
Can we heat it up and cool it down in the same thing? In the same mesh tank?
I don't see why not.
Heat it up all the way, but...
No, because
you
cool
it
down. We need it to be cooler for the fermenter.
Yeah, we have to filter it after...
Leaves the mash tun.
Then
it goes to a boiler where we add the hops. That's when we heat it up. We heat up the mash.
In the boiler.
Then we
though.
Filter it, then we heat it up in the boiler, add the hops.
Boiler.
Then we cool it down, send it to the fermenter. Keep it cold.
Yeah, so let's assume it's like the, like you said, like the stuff at the cider mill.
Yeah.
Because...
He never really explained
just
that. He just said it was like kept at this
okay,
temperature.
Yeah, just for simplicity.
Yeah,
by
cooling tank.
So, I'm sorry, tell me, we're going to buy a cooling tank?
Yeah, to put right before the fermenter.
Mm-hmm.
So don't we have stuff for refrigerated tanks, like in the book and in the course pack?
Sure
I think so, yeah.
Just cooling tanks. We just need to know what temperature it needs to be kept at, probably. I'm going to start making a flowchart.
I could
both of them. For our material balance, I know we're totally skipping battles. Do we just want to do like a pounds in equals pounds out around every process?
How are we gonna? Oh, you mean for the salad stuff, not the liquid stuff?
Liquid stuff too.
How do you change like a volume to a weight?
Density.
Right, but. Just like
with the solids, I just do pounds, you know. Like the mash tun, you know, we're going to put 1,000 pounds
well,
in.
Like we
and,
have
then
gonna,
water. And then we're going to pull 1,000 pounds
water,
in.
I know water, but like,
like when we have
when you have, like, yeah, beer and, like, the yeast
slurry.
Find
the density of the...
Wait, don't, on the recipe, it gives us specific gravity.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's
of the
beer.
Of the beer.
Beer.
What do you do for the yeast?
Oh, our yeast slurry?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how
to specify it to be something. We're going to buy this really, you know, specific
there you
yeast
go.
Slurry.
Yeah.
It's going to have a specific gravity of this. We'll assume it to be something.
Okay.
Like, because that's what we're going to buy from somebody else. So we've got pounds of barley. Pounds of water. We're going to convert it from gallons to pounds. It comes out of a mash tun.
Then we're going to have to convert it.
And it goes to a filter after the mash tun?
Yes.
Then we have waste.
Final gravity, baby.
What's final gravity?
I don't know.
Are you sure that's what that means?
Yeah.
Oh. I've never heard that before.
What's OG? Original gravity?
Original gravity. No, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, probably because
That's how they rate beer.
Isn't that it? Specific gravity?
It's starting to boil. Specifics of gravity somewhere between original and final. I'm serious.
Really?
That's one of the ways you determine like how thick your beer is. How heavy your beer. Original gravity.
That's strange.
Interesting. Okay. What are these numbers?
Color.
IBU. Oh.
I'm not
bitterness
sure.
Units. Bitterness units. Bitterness units.
Initial bitterness units.
Probably.
Something.
We're just making
international
it.
Bitterness units.
International. Who knows?
Ideal bitterness.
Ideal. It's something bitterness units. It's the bitterness units anyway.
Let's
make
pedal.
A quadruple exporter.
Which then goes to the
that's quintupler. That's like
Do you don't still have that before, do you? You can like look up what this gravity stuff is.
That was way too that book was really, really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It was talking about like viscosities of beer and shear stress and like really complicated.
Shear stress.
Carbonation.
Use it if you're using kegging in or bottle.
Where do we add that yeast slurry?
He comes in right before
you. In the fermenter?
Excuse me. Comes into the fermenter.
Centrifugal filter.
Have the alcohol content of the beer that it's sitting in.
Which is like 6.5%?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, it's from the recipe.
Yeah.
It's like 14% yeast, 86% beer. It's gonna
and
be that. It's gonna be that
beer is gonna have that 5%.
It's gonna have the alcohol, yeah.
So do we add another stream someplace to water it down, or are we just adding the right amount of this to ours? Make it end up as 0.5% alcohol?
It's actually going to be, we worked backwards.
That's right, we worked backwards to figure out how much of this to add.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, so we've got that all sorted.
So coming out of the bottler, we're going to have our certain alcohol content.
It'll be 0.5% of your stuff.
So is this really the cold contact method?
It's actually the fake cold contact method.
It's
the imposter cold contact.
Yeah, from that patent. Like, I don't think...
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It just seems like cheating to me, you know?
What?
If we bought someone else's beer and we're just watering ours down like theirs.
We're not watering it down, we're just distributing that alcohol. We're not adding it, we're not watering it down. You're getting the flavor from the yeast slurry of the yeast. You're getting the alcohol from the beer. So it's like,
so we,
you're just
we
getting
add
those
yeast
tastes.
For the
yeah.
Okay.
Any scale grains extract to achieve a different OG. I need a glossary. Do any of you guys have a web page like glossary of beer.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing under recipes.
Hippity hoppity ale. Yeah, okay, so we... Ah, original gravity. Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Very good. I'm so glad you saw that.
What, you doubted me?
I did.
You doubted
original
me.
Original gravity? What is that?
It's over now, okay. I'm
very
going
good.
Home.
Very good.
I think I don't know what I'm talking about. I was like all along, I was like, okay.
Wow, so we have the density of our beer.
But it's not specific gravity. I mean, I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, we could like, use that final
be,
gravity.
Because it'd be... But why do they give the recipes...
In original?
In original.
Because it's the recipe, and you are... It's after you... They're not brewing it yet. We're going to buy it already brewed, right? Wouldn't we want the final gravity?
We went fine on that. Why would they?
Why would they list these
by original? I mean, what is original? Before you make.
Yeah, before you brew it, maybe.
The gravity of something before
which
it's made.
Well, the gravity.
Because you're gonna evaporate a bunch of water off. So which one's higher?
The higher, right? No.
Higher should be after the water.
But that's not the case.
Yeah.
It's the original gravity.
They're so close. Like I don't think it really matters.
Yeah. And it seems like they would list that as, you know.
And they're kind of different. They're pretty close to
it. What does it say down here for SG?
We use the number in the middle. Because it was in the middle.
Just to be in the middle. We decided.
It's pretty close to water, though, so I bet it is specific gravity.
Yeah. But
what's the difference between those two?
If we use...
I bet I have no page.
Do I even know those numbers from when we calculated how much in the gallons for that?
I do.
How many pounds of this stuff for
I do.
Could I see them, please?
Maybe. Room preparations, water fresh. What's that glossary on here? We're gonna have a difficult time following the notes here. Let's see here. Yeah. Yes? Yes, okay. Yes. Of course. I have it. Per batch, we're going to add, which is 1040 liters.
How did we figure out how big the batch was in the first place? We took the number of days in our cycle.
1040 gallons,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, that's what was making sense. Per batch, which is 1040 gallons, we are adding 19.68 liters of alcohol. Just keep writing this down.
19.68
liters of alcohol. For the with that is contained within 393.6 liters of beer. The volume of the slurry.
That is 86% of the total, right?
I think the beer is 86%,
right?
Right, the volume of the slurry, everything coming in, the beer plus the alcohol.
Beer plus the yeast,
thank you. Is 457.67 liters.
Okay, and we took 86% of that and got the 393.6.
Yes.
86% is beer. Okay. So that's how we figure out. And what percent of the beer is alcohol? 5%?
5%, yes.
5% of beer.
Yes, sir.
What are your numbers for the pounds of barley and stuff?
For 520 gallons, 851 pounds, 48 pounds, 71 pounds. So half a batch. 851, 48, 71. We have hops.
Yeah, I'm a hops.
This wasn't skin, this isn't right.
This was for...
It never changed when we scaled it.
Yes. It didn't change when we scaled it.
No.
Right?
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. No,
you should have to add more hops.
1 ounce per 1,000 gallons. A tablespoon of salt? A bit of baking powder? Do a scale. Scale it.
Do you think that we can
just
really?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Is that how this happened?
I don't know.
They didn't figure that out.
Well, we could take this at different. We could scale for different.
Make a graph and then
make
have
little plot
little
points.
Chime.
Make a graph and do a little line of. Progression, line of best fit.
Yeah.
I think linear. That's how you scale most recipes. 265,
56.7, and 56.7.
Read that off.
What?
265 ounces for the first one.
Of hops?
So, yeah. For this first
for
one.
The first King Golden.
Yep. And the other two are about 57.
Ounces?
Yep.
Is that in a 520-gallon batch or a 1040?
It's for 1040.
Really, that's it?
Oh, that's for a 1040?
Yeah. Yeah.
Times 1.22. This is the.
Yeah, this is linear. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
That's all they did to scale it up. Yeah. That's just a. Yeah.
It's 39.36 minus the volume of the slurry gives you the initial volume of. Gives you the volume of the water.
We have to.
And then we use this.
Okay.
Difference times 1.22 to figure out how much water we need to add.
Okay.
See. It's all good.
There's 16 ounces in a pound?
Yeah. Yes.
16. How are you doing?
Very tired. I'm gonna have to run over to my neighborhood and just chug you a cup of coffee real quick. Dinner, please. It's only 3 o'clock.
I didn't eat lunch, so I was stupid on that.
I had a big grudge to it. Went into the Dandy Dancer for
I had a breakfast of pizza at about 5:30 this morning, so.
Why so? Oh.
I was still up.
Gotcha.
Gross.
My roommates do that all the time.
Pizza at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they do. 4 or 5:30 in the morning.
It sounds good at the time, but then you think about it.
As soon as you take your first bite, you're like, why did I just buy this?
I don't know. We scarfed it down in about 3 minutes.
Did you?
Next balance. It's not
going to
be that hard. It's just, you know,
you need
to
move
out.
Plus accumulation.
Plus generation.
Generation.
Okay.
Hey, have you heard from General Mills?
No.
I wish they'd get on it, man.
Well, it usually takes,
like 2 to 3
December
weeks.
December is an average time. But General Mills said 2 or 3 weeks, which was really surprising to me.
Me waiting around for them. I get so many people knocking on my door. And I'm, you know.
Opportunities everywhere.
I'm not going to wait around for them.
I learned something horrible. Faye got an offer from Abbott again. Because
really?
She was there, you know, last summer. I have to tell them by November 30th. They gave her, like, these next 2 weeks.
No way.
She had a lot of interviews too, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, that is so harsh. And she really wants General Mills or who else? Oh no, P&G was the other big one that she had an offer with P&G. But like, I mean, with all those interviews, you're not gonna hear back before November 30th.
No.
Most likely. And she has to tell them.
Who's the only one she's the only one she waiting out for, General Mills?
Well, no, she interviewed with a lot of them, but I have a feeling if she doesn't get General Mills, she'll go back to Abbott. Just because she knows it was a good job and she's comfortable with it. You know, it's the whole comfort level thing. But
I hope General Mills gets back to us.
Yeah. Well, it's, because that would really suck if, you know, General Mills doesn't come around until December. She already said yes, and then,
I had
if
emailed General Mills.
Yeah. You guys sent thank you letters.
I did.
I sent thank you emails generally.
Emails and not letters.
Sent letter.
It's nice to send a letter, but I never.
It's the only one I've ever sent, though.
I've never had any address.
I haven't. I'm like, it doesn't really make a difference. So. Is it just a courtesy thing?
I think it's probably just a courtesy thing.
Yeah. Like, do they not get a thank you letter from you? And they're like, oh.
We're not gonna.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna shun you because you didn't send a letter. Yeah. Hopefully they'll look at more than that, you know.
That'd be pretty shallow.
That would. All right.
I just don't really see the need.
All right, so we still need,
Sorry.
Water purification.
Water purification and
to me.
Now we
coffee
need a
manufacturing.
Tank. Did you find anything?
I don't
know.
We need a cooling tank?
Yeah, we need a cooling tank.
How about we just
heat exchanger.
Put some ice cream or something. Yeah.
I could screw up my mask.
Our weekly ice supply. And hey, well, we'll just buy ice cubes and use that to like account for water loss. And we'll cool it down at the same time. We'll make our own night.
We just like treat the kettle as a big giant refrigerator.
That's right.
So why don't you add a leg in there before fermenter for the cooling tank?
Why no right click? Why no right click? I need an insert. Okay, so cooling him.
How come that's the only one capitalized, Ty?
Sorry.
He said all over.
You're a dick. This is one that's the capitalized.
Yeah,
that's
the
one. I think we need to come up with something for the water system.
I'm obsessed with the water.
Okay, we gotta get this water thing over. That's what he critiqued us on. He was like, I don't
know. Water a bit.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, let's see that. Grab it.
I don't know if it's someone to talk about it, this is just for a little hunger.
Describe ranges for physical attributes like original and final gravity. Thank you.
Look at that.
But it still doesn't say.
IBUs. Are we going to assume that the specific gravity? Are you assuming that we're going to add? We're going to get the specific gravity of that. Right, of like...
We know a volume.
We know a volume, but we need... Our whole mass balance is in pounds.
I thought we were going to assume...
That's right. You're just going to assume like a certain...
Yeah.
OG.
I'd do a volume. Can we do a volume?
A mass balance is a mass balance.
Not a volume balance, is
right,
it? Oops, we did a volume balance.
I don't think volume is conserved in the firmament.
Neither created nor destroyed.
So
I would assume a mass of...
Well, we know liters, and we'll assume...
G equals 1.051 final 013.
And that's just of the beer. So when we with the yeast in it, do you think it'd be like more dense?
Well, I think you should just assume the yeast without any beer. Just the yeast. I mean, you've got like 20 liters of just yeast. We're
well,
doing
that's
that.
Just 20 liters of yeast way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need to know.
We were talking about this last time, like a 100-pound sack. You know, like if we came up with some kind of...
Let's go buy some of those little yeast packets. See how much it weighs, and then multiply.
Those are so light, though, aren't they?
It's okay. We just need a sensitive balance. Just multiply.
How much do we know what the weight of our yeast needs to be?
Yeast package.
We know what our weight of our yeast needs to be.
We know what our volume of yeast
is. We know what our volume is.
Ooh, we don't know. But we don't know what density of yeast, so
yeah.
It's not really going to help us.
Well... We'd mass the yeast and we calculate its volume.
Should I just assume an OG of the entire yeast slurry? To be like 1.2-ish?
Well, but then you have a whole lot of beer, a whole lot of yeast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think if you add 20 liters of yeast to 400 liters of beer. I don't know, 20 liters of yeast. That yeast is going to be heavy compared to the beer.
You think
about drinking a liter of yeast and drinking a liter of beer.
But is that how much we have, or is that...
beer is pretty heavy. Like, if I think of carrying a 5-gallon bucket of beer, I would think that's going to be heavier than a 5-gallon bucket of yeast.
That's right.
Yeah, I would think the least would be, or yeast would be
lighter.
Okay. So,
but then again, like a pound of like a bag of sugar is pretty heavy, so...
What value would you use? I mean, yeast is lighter than water, but we don't really know. You know what we need? We need
some sort of web pigs that gives us...
Kinds
of food.
I bet we can find it.
Our book.
You think we have the density of yeast?
They've got the density of, like, I doubt it, apples.
Then I have 343 book right in the back.
Yeah, the blue book.
Yeah, you're right.
I doubt it had yeast, though, do you think? Can we go find somebody outside?
Where were Eon and Steve?
I saw some. I wanted. They are working on 302 though.
I'm just gonna go right
away. Who else is working on 302?
I saw some girls.
It's worth a look.
Over at those computers back there that. In our class, I don't know what they're working on. So.
Hopefully, people can stick around and work on 302 because we really need help. Summer's really hard.
Do you know of anyone taking it next semester?
I would say a little less than half is taking it right now, so probably the other half will take it next semester. Are you in it right now?
No, I took it sometime last year.
Last year.
Maybe first semester.
These homeworks, the GSI is right behind the first. They're just ridiculous.
Huh.
It would be cool if I could go to office hours. You know, like our homeworks are always so hard, but then you go to office hours a lot.
Bad timing?
Yeah, I can't make it to office hours ever.
Yeah, we had a pretty small class. I bet there's only 40 people in it or something like that.
Really?
Is it a lot bigger now? Mm-hmm. When you're
about
in?
About 7 or 8,
I would say. Yeah, I don't know, Rasmussen must have been easy or something, because it wasn't too hard for us.
Let's hope you get it.
Something like on the, like you said, just something on the line going on.
That's what I would love to do, is to say, poof. How many searches in there?
No.
No, it's not in there? Or no, they don't have the books.
Not in there. Get out of my seat. Punk. Did we search?
I just searched. I was going to look for water purifiers.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can find density. Let's see if we can find density of yeast. What? I'm an HIV positive until I don't think that's the right yeast sensitive. East Portal.
East. East researcher.
Could be.
I think it's
a yeast problem? No. No, we don't. Oh, we were on Lycos, weren't we? I thought we were at Altavista.
Yeah, we were.
Oh, that would be dry yeast too. I don't know.
Blowing book in the sky.
I don't know what to say.
Let's go.
That one I'm drawing that was on the page before.
This?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different types of leaves. I think this is not the right way to go about doing this.
Yeah.
I'm a chemical engineer working on a project for the yeast drive that I cool roast. That project requires that I know the density of the roast and dry roast yeast. So far, I have measured the density 2 days.
It's dry yeast.
It hasn't absorbed any water.
Well, what about the one where she displaced it and then all the water was?
1.33 grams. Is that millimeter? No, 1.33
per millimeter.
That's the density she gives for dry yeast?
Yeah, for the dry yeast. I say we use it.
1.33 grams.
I'd use it, yeah, because you know how much yeast we have in there. So.
Well, that's dry yeast.
That's pretty funny.
Well, when she packed it with dry yeast, she got 0.6 grams per milliliter.
When she what?
When it was in the water, she got 1.33.
Oh, okay.
And ours is going to be in liquid.
In liquid.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Cool.
I would say it's going to have a higher mass anyway. That's weird, though. What was the response to her?
I don't think anyone responded.
What's that webpage?
Some big long thing.
That's cool.
Bulletin board, Bionet.
Cool. Alright, so we got our density of yeast.
Oh.
Alright, let's work on water.
So we just need one. And we need a filter. So, Fermenter. Didn't I have a price for a Fermenter? I think I did.
Where you could buy one
and it was like $35,000. 30 barrel tanks and fermenters,
$7,000
each.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that. That's so cheap. Yeah, we sorted them. Yeah. They were used. That's why.
Well.
Do you have the webpage?
Yep.
Bavarian Brew. Brewery.
$6,900 each.
But we're after November 1st, so we can't use that.
We are after November 1st?
Yeah. It's only available before November 1st.
We can't buy them right now?
No. Price probably went up.
Let's say we got enough too.
Now, but don't you think that's peculiar? That the fermenters would be the same price as the storage tank?
A little bit.
I mean...
Maybe they're just selling them at that price, because...
It's the same.
They want to get rid of them.
A pre-Thanksgiving sale.
Have any more?
Well, let's use that. It's $6,900.
What if he looks at it and says, why would he be that picky?
We'll get everything else is out of the book just from graphs. This is a lot more detailed than that is.
These are used.
So they don't have fermenters in the book, huh?
No.
No brewery equipment.
They have like tanks and reactors.
This thing is used in pharmaceutical industry, the food processing industry. It's a UV thing. There's one price. So it's just another like UV. Did we decide that UV is just to get like contaminants out?
Biological stuff out. Killed.
I don't
think
it's used in the food processing industry. So they probably want it to taste good.
I wonder if water purifier isn't what we're really looking for. Is that something else?
Water make it taste good
or not? Yeah. Tastizer.
Well, we're looking for like the ion exchange kind of water purifier, are we? Where it takes out the minerals and I don't know, we did something on it.
When we
were in 230.
Oh shit. I don't know what I'm doing. Can we do the, we've got everything for the material balance now, right? Right.
Yes, we have everything for the
material balance. Why don't we just put an aquarium filter over the tap?
What is that? Remove sediments, chlorine, or enemy, heavy metals, blah, 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 blah.
That wouldn't last very long.
Why?
Because I don't think it would fit over our pipe or anything.
I guess.
How big was it?
It was just for an aquarium.
Oh. How many gallons?
Maybe like 10 gallons. 15.
Up to 300 gallons of pure water with a single cartridge.
With a single cartridge. Yeah, we'd have to change it like...
Four times
a batch?
4 times a filling. Yeah.